Well, let's hope the failure at home stops tonight.
On that.
Let's see if maybe this
Ed's
team
taking his tarp off.
Oh yeah. That would be
I'll be
nice.
In the right field. Check that out in the third inning.
You will not be able to miss him.
Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson, Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yeah, bitches, you are listening to the radio station of the greatest baseball team in history.
For a night.
Greatest single city team in history.
For now on, baby. Shutting out the best team in baseball. And we know that happened just because it was the first time Chad Tracy met me and Ted for the first time.
It's
a good luck charm. It's meant to be. It is Rich, Ken, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, 93.7 WEEI. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. I'm liking the feed there. That was cool. What's in your feed?
Yeah, what's in the feed? Sox baseball. That's what's in the feed, baby.
It's in everybody's feed. Mm-hmm. That did feel good. Man, that was a fun game to watch. And it is definitely something that you can build on. You know what? Let's go ahead and do it, baby. Oh, I'm geeked out. Sports
Look
happened.
Look at this. He's been briefed.
Just happened.
What the
Sports
hell?
Happened.
Did you talk to John Henry on the way out of the park?
Your coffee this morning?
I've been hanging out with Dan Roach a little too much.
Oh.
After he made his big thick comment yesterday, I've just been Dan Roach obsessed. Sports Happen is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-7777. And as I was saying yesterday, can you believe it? The Red Sox actually won a game. Let's play the clip.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is lined to third. Caught by Kiner Falefa. And the ball game is over. Red Sox roll 8-0. They got a chance at a series win against the best team in baseball tomorrow night at Fenway. Fun one. On a beautiful summer night.
We were robbed of a Cooper Boardman coopgasm. If he was calling that game, man, you would have to clean up the booth. It was an eruption of offense. Singles.
Shot to the heart.
There we go,
Coop.
That's right.
There we go, in there, bud.
Singles in bulk, and all of a sudden, your low and downtrodden Red Sox just beat the pants off the best team in baseball. A shutout. 8-0, the final score.
Best moment of the game. Can I interject real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fourth inning, obviously their biggest inning of the year. The Sogard bunt. I did a fist pump. They laid down a successful bunt, small ball at its best. Those are the things you have to appreciate about the 26 Red Sox and their offense.
Well, which is what?
Which is moving runners along, playing
proper
fundamental.
Bunt?
Proper bunts.
Oh, it's we're third through the season. It's about time.
I got goosebumps.
Jeez,
I did.
Dude.
I was like, Sogard, yes.
You know what's funny? I come in here with a little bit of tongue in cheek, and Ken's 100% in. Like, he really means it.
He's turned a corner.
I hit a highlighter right on it. I was keeping score.
But it was wild because not only was it death by 1,000 singles for the Braves, but we got ourselves even a big old dong in the process, did we not?
1-1 to Duran. Ripped on the right field line. That is way back. It is gone! Jaron Duran, a solo blast. And the Red Sox lead it 8-0.
Stay hot, kid.
Yep. Holy Jaron Duran. How well has he been playing since that rabble-rouser Michael Holly told him to shove it where the sun don't shine?
Yeah.
Holly knew what he was doing. We know that. I told you,
Duran, you can't trade him. You guys mocked me. What was it, a week and a half ago?
I did. But let's see what happens when Roman comes back, and then he goes back to being, not an everyday player. We'll see what happens.
Well, at least we get to wait 3 or 4 months for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, come on. So. We got a good update on that yesterday, didn't we? Trace was
It sounded to me like after the All-Star break, which isn't what I would call a good update.
Here was a little Trace.
We want it to move along. Like, I hope he gets better fast, and we're making improvements now, which is great.
Making improvements.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boy. That sounds like he'll be there tomorrow. Uh-huh.
Play that. You know what he sounds just like now that I hear it in my headphones? He
we want it like, to move along. Like, I hope he gets better fast, and we're making improvements
that's
now.
That's Tom Brady.
Which is great.
Oh, it's fast-talking Brady.
He sounds just like Tom Brady when he talks.
But only when Brady's excited about something. Like, when he would talk TB12 method, he would get very hyper and be like, I drink a lot of water, and then Guerrero's right behind me.
And then he would line up about not being able to get a sunburn if you drink water. The offense really had been trending in the right direction, and with Connelly Early just shutting out one of the best offenses of baseball, it did feel good. That was a good win. Ted, did you take anything from last night's win from what you saw?
It's hard for me to really take too much away. I'm sorry. I I like the fact that they hit last night, but can you do it on a consistent basis? We'll see. You got Chris Sale today. They haven't done it with any regularity. So it's hard for me to get too excited when they have these games in which the bats kind of light up. But
it is kind of a four-game sample size for the offense. Even though they haven't won these games, right? Going back to Friday, they had six runs twice. They had a four spot in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not a big stretch, but still, four games, it's different players. It's Sogard, it's Gasper. They've got players who are now with Duran and Rafaela playing up to their capabilities that we thought coming into the year.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, the Wilson Contreras has been very good all year, but that is making them sort of average, right?
Yeah.
Passable.
Yeah. And that's what we just want them to, you know, hit for average, right? To just get average, you know, runs and score. And then all of a sudden you have a pretty good ball club. So, I don't know. It's still, there's some signs.
Yeah.
There are some signs. We got 13 more games against teams that are above 500, and let's see how they look in about 2 weeks. Let's talk then.
I just think, Ted, one of my favorite things that came out of the last couple of weeks was, I forget who came up with it, and that was if the Red Sox had just been hitting for average or scoring 4.5 runs, I think is the average.
Which is the league average,
Yeah, then they would have had the fourth best record in baseball. And so what you're seeing, as you said, in this like four-game sample size, at least they're not asleep. Like, there's something going on to where the bats are picking up a little bit, and to do it against a really good team, and if your pitching continues to do as well as it did, I mean, that was, as I said, that's one of the best offenses in the league, and you shut them out. I mean, that was, as I said, not to get too excited, and God knows if they continue to hit well over this next couple of weeks, talk about truly proving yourself, because these are good teams that
even,
you're going up
even
against.
Baltimore, which was like the one lousy team, is starting to play well. They just swept the Rays, so that's not even easy in this stretch. But the pitching, so Toley and Early have now gone six innings plus nine times this year.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Rich Hill say in the Nesson post game, they're untouchable. He would not trade these guys, which I thought is something. Like, if you're in the market for a big bat, as they keep saying they are, that's what everybody's going to be asking for. That's a very tough decision for Breslow. Would you part ways with your two young rookie pitchers who have been a huge part of you being, well, not good, but at least somewhat watchable and close in these games?
You have to. I mean, unfortunately, you have to. You're going to have to make a sacrifice if you want a bat that truly makes a difference. But, I mean, I don't even think that's the wrong decision right now, because it is somewhat of an embarrassment of riches at pitching. I mean, this team is so solid in pitching.
Especially when Crochet's back, which...
Yep.
I guess he's close, maybe. Tuesday he's going to throw another bullpen.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how it all goes. But I do think that, you know, the signs are good. As I said, I came in a little tongue-in-cheek, but it does feel good to see that, you know. And it also felt good to see the other team screwing up and committing errors. You know what I mean?
Did the Red Sox take you on a trip to Sarasota or wherever they took Ted for the Patriots to get him to sign that contract? Like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, you've fallen under a spell in
you
one night.
You have one night.
No. This isn't one night. It's the moment I looked into the eyes of Chad Tracy.
Oh, that was it?
That's
when everything changed.
He said, Rich, everything is going to change because we had this interview together.
This was my favorite Tracy response to you.
In a way, it can be described as that, but also no at the same time.
I don't even know what I said.
Is it
there.
Pain tolerance?
Oh, pain. Oh, that was the pain tolerance question. Okay.
Yes, but no.
That was a good question, because usually you say that to a jackass when it's a bad question. But that I'll give myself credit. Asking him about, is this a pain tolerance thing, because that's what had been floated out there.
Did he clear it up for you, the pain tolerance question?
So he actually did. I thought that his answer was pretty good. As a matter of fact, it's better than anything that I had heard so far, because we were talking about Roman Anthony. And his whole thing was, listen, when you're playing, you know, with every at bat, every time you hit a ball, if you've got the kind of injury that he has, it can be so crippling. Like, the pain can run through your body that there's just no way you can continue to do that. So until he gets to the point where he won't drop the bat, you know, where he'll hit the ball and the pain won't be so bad that you'll drop the bat, that's when you start considering it. It's considering putting him back in.
But Ted, did that work for you with Belichick? Like, boy, my shoulder's hurting, Bill. I can't really make tackles the way I want to because it's a little sore up there.
It never worked, not once. No, I will say, very different. You know what? I have to give baseball players a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, though, because it's a different deal. Football players, the sport, you're just used to playing with pain. Where baseball, you know, hands, fingers, that kind of stuff. I don't like to give him a pass, but I can understand why it's taking longer than maybe we expected.
Well, here's what Chad Tracy had to say after the game. We'll stick
it was a good one, for sure. I'm not sure about the best, but it was really good and needed.
Yeah, I mean, it was needed, and it was good that they got that, and we'll see if they're able to string something together.
Today's game is sneaky huge, don't you think? Like, if they can beat Chris Sale, win a series against the Braves.
Dude, if they can win a series against the Braves. Because think just, like, the morale in the locker room if you're able to do that. We were talking to Chad Tracy about that yesterday. Like, I mean, a lot of these guys don't even know what it feels like to win at Fenway Park. Like, they've been so bad here. So not only would you win a series at home, so you kind of that snake bite is a little bit out of the picture, but you also did it against the best team in baseball. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, that's a feel good moment.
And if you we go back to this, if you put an all-star third baseman on this team, where would they be right now? They would be like a legitimate World Series contender. I'm not even exaggerating.
Man, Ken.
When Croce, I'm telling you.
Y'all are out of your mind.
If you put Yordan Alvarez in the middle
no.
of this lineup.
Okay,
he doesn't play third, but, you know, Bregman, hell, bring Bregman back.
Dude, you know what? I was just looking at Yordan. I mean, dude, there we go. Suckers. But Yordan would make a big difference.
Of course he would.
But it has to be a bat like that. It can't be anything less than something.
Would you trade Tully
Sorry. Got to go. Sorry. I mean, because what do we have, you know, a kind of a plethora of is pitchers. So I would depart with him to get to Yordan. Yordan's still, 28, 29 years old?
I think 28.
So you got a lot. Oh, come on, please.
Connelly Early, last four starts, 3-0 with a 1.78 ERA, a whip below one. His chase rate is 39%. He's like, he looks so calm out there. You ran him out for the game 3 of the series with the Yankees last year. He was not great, but he was not bad.
Yeah.
And to trade him now would be like, I agree with Rich. I don't think I could give up either of these guys right now.
Well, no, you're not agreeing with me. I think you could give them up if it means getting a big bat. I think that they've got enough pitching that you have to give up one in order to get that
agreed.
Side of it.
Agreed.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it works. All right. So speaking of how it works, we are going to be back in just 2 minutes. We're going to be right back this quick break because when we get back, there's a lot we have to talk about. First of all, the A.J. Brown deal might not be as ironclad as we all thought that it was. A brand new report says everybody in Patriots land needs to take a deep breath because this may take a while if it even happens. On top of that, something very interesting from Craig Breslow this morning that might have contradicted what Chad Tracy told us yesterday. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.